fire it up.
Thank you so much for choosing us. It's Rise FM Mid-Mornings. Vulgar Clever it is. We are joined by uVictoria Makamu, who shares her story of betrayal in love today. After being with someone for about 4 years, she learns on social media through a mutual friend that he was getting married. Stories that we've heard so many times, things that we speak about all the time. We make all these little jokes and say, look guys, watch out for your boyfriends, it's wedding season. If he says he's going home for a funeral or his cousin's wedding, it might just be his wedding. It happened to uVictoria. uVictoria, welcome to Rise FM.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Thank you so much for coming on to the show and wanting to share your story, uVictoria. I think, you know, like I said a bit earlier on, so many times do we hear these type of stories, but I think you're the first person that I'm actually speaking to and has had to live something like this. It must have been very traumatic at the time.
It was really frustrating and traumatic and all the things that you could think of. You don't wish that someone could go through that.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, it was really bad.
Yeah. I mean, were there any red flags at the beginning of the relationship that you thought of when you saw that he was getting married, that no man, this guy showed me from the get-go that he might have never been serious about me?
Actually, there were no red flags at all. The guy was just a perfect gentleman. I'll call him I'll make example of this rogue guy played in Skristane and Kanyako.
He was
a perfect man. That's what this feels like. You will not even see any red flag coming.
I mean, 4 years of the relationship. 4 years is quite a long time. Some people might even say 6, 1 year, you should be able to tell that this guy is serious. So what made you stay in the relationship for 4 years that made you believe this is the one for me?
What made me stay for such long is because the guy made me believe that we're going to get married to me. I mean, this guy came to my family, did the introduction. This guy asked for the list. Yeah, Amalabola.
Okay.
So, he played so well that I didn't expect anything. And I think he was okay like that because he knew that I was investing my things in his business. So he didn't want to make me suspect anything. So he was making me feel so sure that this is it.
And how far apart did he do that? Did he do ilobola yakho? And when he married somebody else?
Came to do the introduction and paid a copy of the things they were asking on the list.
Yes.
And then after that, he was like asking my family to move in with him while we prepare for the rest of Amalobola and stuff. But at the same time, the guy, he was busy preparing for his traditional wedding back home because he's an African, he's in Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how it was.
The shock of your life when you see his wedding. Who calls you and what is your first thought? What are you thinking when this mutual friend says to you, I'm seeing your partners getting married?
I was shocked. I mean, imagine finding out about this person you stayed with for 4 years. Slept with, wake up with, do everything,
spending
life with, and the next thing you are seeing pictures of traditional wedding, and you are blocked. You are seeing it through somebody who decided to send to you and ask, like, what is happening?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it was so bad.
I can just imagine, Victoria, the thoughts that are going through your mind as you see all of these pictures. Did you ever get a chance to speak to him and to maybe find out what is going on?
Funny enough, no. I didn't want to talk. He wanted to talk, but because he was already far from me, there was no use for the phone calls, video calls and stuff to explain or asking for my closure and asking him why. What I did is I just blocked him everywhere.
Yeah.
And cried, licked my wounds and healed. That's the way I knew how, you know.
Did he ever try to contact you?
A lot of times. He sent one of his sisters that I was so close with. But I decided that no, I was not ready, and then I blocked all of them. Like, till today.
What do you say to your family at this point? Because I'm sure they've got a lot of questions.
Like, a lot. Because, you know, they were expecting this person to come back and give them anything, like the way he came and said he wanted to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So, the only thing, when they saw me being a ghost of myself, shattered,
mm-hmm.
and all that, I had to like show them, say, this is not happening, this person is no longer going to come, this person is going back home to get married,
mm-hmm. and mm-hmm.
without my knowledge and stuff. And that was, and they were like the best support system ever.
We love that. We love a great support system. But, you know, now I wonder, do you think that maybe Bekafuna Sthembu, and maybe didn't know the right way to approach it?
No, he didn't want that.
Yeah.
At all. He's not, most wild mixed.
Aha, yeah, yeah. Now that you look back, how many years has it been since you guys have broken up?
It's been 2 years, and I'm doing good. And I've healed, you know,
love
I've accepted it. And I've just told myself that next time I need to ask proper questions and go really far, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
so that it doesn't repeat to me again.
I was actually just about to ask that, that now that you look back, do you see any red flags that were there within, you know, the 4 years of you guys being together? And what do you think you need to do better when you do meet someone? That's if you haven't. When you do meet someone, what do you think you need to do better to kind of, I don't even know if I should say to prevent, because, you know, I think sometimes you can do anything and everything, but some people yeah. are just, that's the way they are, and they will betray you. But are there any red flags now that you look back? And is there anything that you want to do better next time?
Actually, looking back, you know, human beings are so, like, if they want to hide things, they make sure they hide it.
Yeah.
But thinking about it, there was this particular person that he was so secretive about it. And then if you ask him about it, you're like so upset.
Mm.
So that's the person that he got married to.
Yeah.
So, I'll say, you know, protecting yourself, you know, this thing doesn't have a manual. They just happen. You may do everything right, and then the other person feel same thing. So the only thing is, you know, just protect yourself to the extent of, if it's somebody who's like outside South Africa, whether it's Zimbabwe, Mozambique, or whatever,
mm-hmm.
that you're dating, make sure that you want to go to their land and know exactly before you invest your heart, your soul, your finances, and all those things. You know, that's the best way. Because if not, you'll just wake up one day and somebody's getting married.
Mm. Victoria, I wish you all the very best. Thank you so much for coming on to the show, sharing your story. If you haven't found love, I hope you find a love that is for you and that is right. You know, there's always lessons that we learn from certain people. And so I hope the next one is going to be your blessing. So thank you so much for coming on to the show. I wish you all the very best.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Oh, love, love, love. Love can be so risky. Have you ever been betrayed? Let us know. 072-885-7702. Here's Risky by Shekinah and Moily. It's Rise FM.